Good evening, happy Friday, and welcome to Divine Connections. This is Sue Beckley. I am your co-host for this evening, and we have also tonight Lynn Bleasdale, psychic intuitive. She works as a medium using images, writing, sound, and light to bring messages through to loved ones. This evening, our topic is, wait for it, politics and spirituality. Are these concepts mutually exclusive or a combo that could change the world? Take it away, Lynn.
Yeah, that's a heavy, heavy topic, it would seem, but I'm looking politics, heavy, spirituality, light. So I'm wondering if, you know, is there ever a chance we could make a balance of the two? Politics, are we talking about global, national politics within groups of friends? Or, I mean, if you look at a flock of chickens, you'll see politics interacting there. There's, you know, the head guy that pecks everybody and then the guy that pecks them, and they've got what they call the pecking order. Politics exists within non-human groups, primates for sure. Yep. And, you know, you look at a group of chimps or a group of gorillas, there's going to be like the head silverback and the head female. And so that, I mean, politics exists as almost like a biological imperative, it would seem, right? Yes.
Yeah.
I just want to say I've got the little flashlight on that I use. Sometimes I'm very grateful that Spirit will use it to flash. And I'm getting some seriously heavy activity here. I believe we've got Ryan and Mr. E with us tonight, and possibly, I hope it's Jaden too, although Jessica I don't think could be with us tonight, and I don't know if those two come in teams or not. But anyway, yeah, politics, it just seems to be something that is needed wherever there's, you know, a group or team or a collective. But I'm wondering, too, I'm thinking about that Monty Python sketch where they talk about, we're an autonomous collective. We don't vote for kings. You know the one I mean?
Yeah, I sure
in
do.
The Holy Grail. And, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was thinking about the topic this afternoon as I had some quiet moments of reflection. And the way it was coming to me visually is, like two spheres, two orbs, and one was the third dimensional orb, and the other is, you know, 5D, which is what we're ascending to. And I think as we're going and working on our spirituality, we're kind of going between worlds, because of course we live in the 3D, so, you know, we have to, whether it's office politics or family politics or politics of the nation or politics of the world, you know, we can't necessarily divorce ourselves from it and still live in the world. And yet, at the same time, the images I was getting, the feelings I was getting is that really, as an individual, unless you become a politician, you know, you make that your life's work, it's simple. It's simple. And I think this is where I then jumped into 5D, like observing sort of perspective, where it's like you go in, or before you go into the voting booth, you do your research, you know, your personal research. And I don't qualify what everybody else's opinion is as research. I qualify it as, you know, you look at the candidate, you get a feeling for the candidate, you do some reading about their history or what they're talking about. But then there's this glorious day where you walk into the voting booth and you click a bunch of buttons and you're done. And I think that the struggle that everybody's having is they're listening to what everybody else is saying, and the fight is real. There's an energy around that. And if you keep dipping your foot into that energy too often, then you become part of the energy, and you're triggered, you're upset all the time. You're really, like, it feels like a battle, right? Because you've allowed yourself to jump into that group energy. For myself, our policy, my husband and I, our policy has been for years now, we really don't watch news. I mean, we'll tap in once in a while to a headline story or if something's important, but for the most part, we used to watch every day. You know, sometimes we'd watch in the morning, then we'd watch in the evening, and we were just so gutturally upset all the time, you know, anxious and chewing on issues, and how could people possibly think that, you know? And then we decided one day, is it worth all of this turmoil? Is it worth getting upset all the time? I mean, really, what is that going to bring? And then we just made this decision between ourselves. It's like, no, we're not going to do that. You know, we're going to keep informed of what the issues are. When the time comes, we're going to push our buttons. And then we're going to walk away and believe in divine. This is where I think spirituality connects with politics. You're going to believe in the divine plan, and that whatever is meant to happen is going to happen. And whether I like it or not, that's the way it is. I mean, it may seem oversimple, but on the other hand, it's just brought me a lot of peace in my life. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, yeah. You can't change. I mean, it's like the Serenity Prayer says, you know, you have the courage to change the things you can, and the wisdom to know what you can't change. And I think when I'm hearing you talking about the stress and the angst, I feel very strongly you're referring a lot to the situation in the U.S. right now. And I have noticed there's a huge layer of fear permeating so much. And it has been like extra, you know, there's always kind of a tension around politics and that competitive, that hard competitive energy that gets created. It's I don't know if you there was a movie that won an Academy Award just recently. I think it was like called The Marriage or something like that. And it started out with a perfectly amicable separation. The two people couldn't keep being married together, but they, you know, they were still trying to be friends and good parents. And they brought lawyers into it, and it became an ugly, almost, you know, nuclear battle between the two of them. And it feels like politics, what do we really want from a leader? Is someone to lead? That's what a wolf pack needs, is a pair of leaders. That's what a guerrilla troop looks for. In nature, the leaders are just, I mean, maybe they're bigger and stronger and they bash people more, but the leaders tend to settle into the roles. And in the human politics, that's where I find that extra layer of fear, because ego gets involved, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, if we can just step back and take a breath and say, you know, as individuals, we only have so much power, okay? And that's the vote. But trying to change somebody else's mind is, to me, like banging the head against the wall, right? And not only that, getting into fear about what could happen. And, okay, so I'll give you an example. This is real quick. I had a friend on Facebook who, and I don't want to be polar about this. I'm not even going to tell you who I voted for. But when President Trump, when President Trump was elected, she was so horrified that she talked about her son, who was 8 years old at the time, jumped under the covers, threw the covers over his head, and was crying because he was afraid World War III was coming. So I thought, geez, for that little boy to be that afraid, he must have been hearing a whole lot of stuff, okay? Because, I mean, let's face it, an eight-year-old doesn't know either of the candidates. So for them to be that afraid, the parents must have put a lot of fear into them. And or society, whatever. Yeah, so, you know, I thought about that, and I said, because none of that happened. Most of what we're afraid of never happens anyway. I mean, I want to say it's like 90% or more of what we fear never comes to pass. So if we could all just take a breath, I mean, whether it's Trump or whether it's Biden, you know, what's going to happen, I think, is also divinely led. And see, that's where I think my spirituality helps me. And if that can help one other person out there, you know, to navigate, yes, it is about the United States elections, but I mean, let's face it, there's things going around the globe that can be scary too.
Absolutely.
That's my piece. You know, it's just like, just take a breath and believe that, you know, things will happen as they are meant to. We are divinely guided. We have our spirit team with us all the time. And a lot of things that affect a country are not necessarily going to affect an individual on a big level. You know, yeah, you might, your taxes might go up a little bit or, you know, something along that line. But, you know, as far as your way of life and that sort of thing isn't necessarily going to change just because the candidate you have that you didn't want got elected. So whatever side you're on, I mean, take a breath. It's going to be all right.
Yeah.
That's where my spirituality helps me, because I can move out of that fear place. And like you said, fear just has a way of taking root and causing your mind, your ego, to go all these places where you don't necessarily need to go, you know, causing more fear. It's like a perpetual cycle.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, I totally hear you. And I think, you know, around the world in the different various countries, there's different forms of government and people, you know, that's their microcosm, right? And in the macrocosm of the planet, I'm thinking in terms of like Marvel comics, you know, when they've got the stories where there's like a supreme leader of the world kind of thing, like just one dude running the whole thing, right? And that
God help us. God help us. Let's not have that.
Perhaps a dreamer, but I do think that an autonomous collective to the best of our abilities is the way to go, and everyone feels empowered. I'm reminded of what Einstein said about genius, in that everybody is a genius, but if you expect a fish to run a, you know, climb a tree or win a foot race, it's going to think of itself as stupid. And a world where we have like a leader as opposed to a boss in each, I mean, it's going to break down into tribal situations. It just has to. It's a human condition, right? So
exactly.
You can start with,
you know, let's face it.
Yeah.
I mean, the same things that work for somebody in one part of the country, you know, with a certain kind of climate and a certain kind of, you know, culture, may not necessarily apply to someone across the country. So, you know, the tribal thing, you know, even if you're just breaking it down to states, I don't know. I think the whole thing needs to shift. And I think we've been hearing a lot about the divine feminine coming back into grace again. You know, divine feminine has been pushed down for so long, and now it's coming back, and the divine feminine and the divine masculine are in everybody. It's just, you know, like, what side are you feeding in? Are you finding a nice balance? And I think you're going to see a big change over the next couple of 20 years, because the group of children that are coming up now, I think they're more neutral than one side or the other, you know. And as they get older and they get to voting age and they start considering what their careers are going to be, you know, I'm real hopeful that we're going to get a collective of individuals that are more interested in having a collective rulership, leadership. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know if 20 years is long enough.
I don't know. Who knows, you know, how long it will take, but if we can have a foundation of mutual respect for everybody, you know, so that
Absolutely.
There's no marginalized groups. There's no, I mean, I sound like John Lennon writing a song, and I know like it's a bit unrealistic to expect, you know, people to change. And I noticed Marianne Williamson, who ran, I think, on the Democratic ticket.
Uh-huh.
She was trying to, Now, I admire her bravery very much. You know, this sort of thing that we do, the light work, as we call it, or metaphysical work, whatever you want to, for you, it's quantum work. You know, it's still too woo-woo for most people. Mm-hmm. So, And even the idea of mutual respect for all people, no matter what their talents are, what their station in life is, the color of their skin, their beliefs, whatever it may be, to have mutual respect no matter what, that seems like communism to a lot of people.
Yeah, but you know, I think that it's just not that hard. I mean, well, let's put it this way. You have a friend, and your friend, who maybe you've had this friend for years. I have a number of friends that I've known for years, since high school even, and that's in the dark ages. And they have very different political views than I do. And that's great. Mm-hmm. That's fine. You know, like you said, you can't have one person running the whole show. So if we all thought the same, there's not going to be any growth in that. But I'm not going to dump these friends because they think differently than me. Then they have a different opinion than me. I mean, I'm not even going to get mad at them because you know what? The spirituality in it is, hey, you have your truth and you're entitled to your truth and I have my truth and I'm entitled to my truth, but I still love you, you know?
Yeah,
I think that's unconditional love, and that may be going too far, to expect people. But that's really what we're striving for, I think.
And if
we can't have a conversation, we got to agree to disagree and move on to another topic. But I mean, like you're saying, respect—that's the bottom line in any relationship. It's just let's be respectful. Okay, I don't agree with you. Okay, we'll just move on to something we do agree on, and we'll talk about that. We'll have a good old time, right?
There's a wonderful show called The Good Place with Ted Danson. I've forgotten the actress's name. That's terrible. But in a way, they talk about religion in that, like, who got it right? And he says, well, each religion had a little bit right, like about 2%, you know, whatever, they got a little bit of it right. Except there's this stoner in Alberta who had 98% of it right, talking about the other side, right?
Bring him up. Bring him out.
Well, that's the thing with politics, right? Everyone's got a good idea somewhere, right? A little bit of the right answer, whatever that may be. And if everyone gets to bring something to the table, we can have a lovely potluck, or we can have people, you know, holding their own little parties and excluding each other and stuff. We can have competition, or we can have collaboration. And I think I want to live in the world that is a collaborative one. Just, you know,
me
and
too.
I am a dreamer, but I think we have to have some dreams, you know, about an equal and unconditionally loving society.
Mm-hmm. This is, you're alone, and I'm right there with you, and I think this is why we're friends. And you know what? I think there's a lot of other people that feel the same way, and I think if we stay in that energy, instead of dipping our foot into the polarity and keep looking at, you know, if I see it, I scroll right by it. I just don't even bother with it because, you know what? There's not enough time in my day for that business. I want to look at what's light and what's positive. And, you know, I will give other sides something to say, but if it's just a slamming or an anger or, you know, an angry rant, I just go right by it. I'd rather stay in your pool of water and let's be the dreamers. Let's be the ones that hold the hope for the future because we're not alone. I don't think we are.
I hope not. Well, you know what we should do, Sue, is take some of these patient callers who have been waiting and
sounds great.
See what they think. Maybe we have some dreamers.
I agree.
That, now, do you? It's your first time on the board. Would you like to try picking the call up? I believe 256 is our first caller.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 256. Let me go for it. Here we go. Hello, 256. This is Divine Connections. Can I have your name?
Yes, this is Kimberly from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And what do you have for us this evening, Kimberly?
Well, I have been accepted to this Ayurvedic school, and I'm having second thoughts about it. And I'm just wondering if this is really part of my path.
Okay, what is an Ayurvedic school for those of us who don't
know? Ayurveda? Ayurvedic medicine? You ever heard of it?
Ayurvedic medicine.
I have never heard of it. Could you enlighten me? I'm sorry.
So it's an ancient practice rooting from India, and it's about your body type and your energy, and it has nutrition that's built into it, herbs. It's almost like Chinese medicine.
Okay, I got you.
But it's Indian, yeah.
Okay. So one of the questions I'm going to ask you right off the bat is, how long have you been considering this, and what was the impetus to enroll?
So I've always wanted to go into holistic medicine. And this program is 100% online, and I've always been interested in alternative medicine, and this is alternative medicine. And I just did a little research, and I liked it. So,
How did you first find out about it? Like, what caught your eye? Well, what was that aha moment where you're like, "Oh, let me look into this"?
I follow Deepak Chopra, and he's
good choice.
As well. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you that I'm not getting a yes or no, but I do have goosebumps so that's a yes. I'm a quantum healing hypnosis technique practitioner, okay? And how I got into it, it's an energetic type of holistic healing. And I was just one day working my 9-to-5 job, and listening to YouTube at the same time, because my job's a little boring at times. And I just tapped on to Dolores Cannon. I don't know why. I looked at her face. She looked like a nice lady, so I decided to listen. And I was hooked from square one. Now, I had been hypnotized when I was in my 20s by my therapist, and I had some amazing, incredible experiences. And I'd always thought, oh, geez, I'd like to do this, you know. But then I sort of forgot about it. I was a social worker for years, and I did this and I did that. But when I heard Dolores talking, it was like, wow. And I felt it in my heart space. And so when something that you're interested in doing hits you in your heart space, that's a yes. And of course, my body's telling me, because I'm goosebumped all over, that this is a yes for you. But let me also say that before I started the quantum healing, because it was online, like what you're going to do, and that's what I needed. Mm-hmm. I couldn't go to the place where they did the in-person training. I had a lot of fear and I had a lot of doubt. And I think our ego tends to throw those fears in there for us. Our egos are a protective mechanism for our survival, okay? So we can't dislike the ego. We can't disconnect ourselves from it. We can integrate our ego into the rest of us, which just says, okay, I'm listening to you. I know you're looking out for me, but you don't need to be afraid for me right now, because this is a solid decision. You know, you can work with your ego in that way and say, you know, I appreciate your intervention, but I got this. So the feeling that I get is that you might be having that big change of life, sort of, oh my God, am I doing the right thing? Is this really a good thing? Well, what's going to happen? Okay, I think that's what it is. So
yeah.
I don't have anything in my body that's telling me no for you. I don't have any discomfort in my gut, which is where I would feel it. I think this is probably really solid, and I feel that if you really were connected to Deepak Chopra and you're really, you know, gaining a lot of inner wisdom from listening to him, then doing the kind of practice that he does, I don't think it could be a bad decision. What do you think, Lynn?
Oh, hi. Sorry, my mic was muted. Hi, Kimberly. It's nice to talk to you. I know you,
thank
right?
You.
Well, we've talked before.
Yeah, you know me. Yeah.
I do. I thought I did. Yeah, the first thing that came in was a very sensible desire to not be overloaded. because as I recall, you're starting some new work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the feeling of trying to put too many irons in the fire, too many pots on the stove, you know, too much going on. It feels like you're not disinterested in the Ayurvedic medicine so much as seeing that you don't want to get overloaded, and so you don't want to be burnt, so you're phoning it in for both things. You know, you have to focus on the new job. So the course is probably going to ask more of you than you had hoped. Do you know what I mean? Or had planned? Is that part of what's going on there?
Well, it doesn't start until August 31st, so I don't know. So it's almost, I almost wanted to just say no to it, and something in me said, no, don't do that, you know, and just wait it out,
yeah,
see what happens.
It's probably the earthbound part of you going, I can't handle the workload of a full-time job plus a full-time course. That's sensible, right? And then there's the spirit part of you going, hey, I can handle it. We can do anything. You know, we're brilliant. So it's okay, you know, to have a bit of... But what I wrote down was, ask yourself what your 80-year-old self would have wished you did, if that makes sense.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I find that a very useful practice, because I have the same thing you're describing where I get too much going on. I love every single thing I'm doing, but I'm getting burnt and I can't focus properly on anything. And that's not a good state to be in. You get overwhelmed. So I talk to that, you know, 80-year-old and I say, what do you wish I would have done? And you'll get an answer, of course. It's only one path, right? So you have to do what's right for you. I think, like, you've got a scholarship to this program.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. 75% of the tuition. Yep.
Okay. I'm getting, as I said, I was getting some activity from the light. I'm just going to see if they will give me some kind of indication. Should Kimberly continue on with this course? Are you guys going to weigh in there? Yeah. It's like the singing frog. The minute you take it to an agent, it doesn't sing. Okay. I hope you guys got that reference. It's the Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Yeah, I got it.
Frog that sings. Yeah. He tries to show it to people. It just sits there.
He goes ribbit, and then there's crickets.
Yeah, it's okay. But as Kimberly was speaking about it, I was getting a lot of activity with the light. And geez, I hate to overload anyone, but I'm getting a feeling, Kim, that you should try to do both. How long does the course last?
So the course, you know, it runs just like any other school. So there's a fall, spring, summer, winter term.
Oh. This is like school, like not just
this is real school.
Holy doodles.
But see, I'm teaching, the course that I'm teaching is online as well. My job, it's online.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I pick my courses, and I've been teaching for a while anyway. So I would just have to be really disciplined.
Yeah, I hate that. But anyway, let me just, what happened, what came in for you as well is the geranium flower. And I just wanted to read you what the meaning for that is.
Okay.
It means courtliness, elegance, gentility, and a peaceful mind. I'm focusing really on the peaceful mind thing. I'm going to advise you to do the course. The word foundation comes in, and I don't think that you're going to go in and just become an Ayurvedic practitioner, but they're talking about that as one of the foundation experiences for you to sort of, because you're going to be, you'll probably meet people like Sue who do the quantum work, There's probably going to be all kinds of energy healing techniques, the Reiki, the Sekhem. I can't even think of all of them now, but there's so many different modalities that you can explore. It feels like this is going to give you a foundation. However, if it doesn't ring true with you, don't listen to me. You know what I mean? You must do what your heart tells you to do.
Right.
And what that 80-year-old lady is going to say, I'm glad you did, fill in the blank, right? So whatever you decide, and whatever you decide, it's going to be all right. But I do advise you to take the course and lay that foundation. And it feels like you, Sue and I were talking about the importance of continuously learning, no matter how old you get. And so I think for you, you're always going to be learning, but you'll be adding to that, you know, sort of bag of knowledge sort of thing that you accumulate as a healer, because you do have astonishing abilities. Ryan always reminded us we don't call them gifts because everybody can do it, but what everybody is able to do depends on how much work they put into it. You may have to do things like, deliberately take a day off and watch a movie with fuzzy slippers on or something to just take your mind off the work, because it will be hard work, but I feel very strongly it will be worth it to you. That's what comes to for you, Kim, from my guys. And I know it's hard because, there's no time for anything, but they're saying it's like you're going to Juilliard if you were a performer, right? So you're going to be hitting the big times. You kind of have to do that kind of work. But I know for you, it's going to be worth it because you have a lot of ability and a lot of potential. So, Kim will be a healer at some point, for sure.
I just want to add to that real quick. Kimberly, I'm a quantum healer, but I don't do that all the time. Okay, I still have my 9-to-5 job, and the reason I bring that up is because having done the quantum healing coursework and Beyond Quantum Healing with Candace Craw Goldman, I can't tell you how much it's improved my own life. I mean, I work with energy every day, whether I'm doing a session for somebody or not. I heal myself. I heal my animals. And so any education that you are attracted to, now, like Lynn said, you got to consider schedules and not overwhelming yourself. But on the other hand, I don't believe that any education is wasted. I believe that, we're like a snowball going downhill when you go into education. You just keep accumulating more and more layers, and all of these things help you. So whether you ever become an Ayurvedic practitioner or not, the coursework itself is going to amplify and highlight every other aspect of your life. It's going to help you in your teaching, I'm sure of it. So I just wanted to add that little bit, if that's helpful.
Thank you. Yeah,
you're welcome.
Very helpful. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let us know how you make out, okay?
I will.
Will you call
us
back? Oh, wonderful. Good luck with it, Kimberly.
Thank you.
I'm going to put you on hold, and you can listen to the rest of the show if you like. Okay, good luck with it.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome.
Blessings, Kim.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay. So the next caller is 856. Hello, 856. Are you on the line?
Hello.
This is Divine Connection. Hi.
Hello.
Can I have your first name, please? Hello? 856? I don't know if I did this right, Lynn.
Hello?
Yeah, you're fine.
Hello?
Okay. Hi, is this 856?
Yes.
Area code? Okay,
yes.
Can we have your first name, please?
Sure, Rosemaria.
Hi, Maria.
Rosemaria.
And how can we
Hi, how
can
are you?
Help you this evening?
Oh, good.
Whatever you can get, or any messages coming to me. Something good for the next month or so, or next week.
Month or so.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Do you have anything, Lynn? I'm going to take a second and tune in real quick.
Sure. No, I'm getting, Rose Maria, I'm getting a hat. It looks kind of like a battered. It's not quite a cowboy hat. It's more like something you'd see Crocodile Dundee wearing. Does that hat ring a bell for you? Someone that wore an old battered hat?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this someone who's crossed?
No, my father has a couple of them. He wears sometimes.
Okay.
When we go out.
Is your dad on the other side then?
No, he's here. Probably
he's
my
here.
Grandfather.
Okay.
Probably my grandfather.
Okay. It's what I would call a comfortable hat that sort of became part of this person's personality, like they wore it all the time. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. There's a feeling that I'm getting from this person that you are... It feels like the same thing keeps happening over and over again to you. It feels like it's to you, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and it feels like an obstacle over and over and over. Just when you're relaxing your guard, boom. Is this a romantic relationship thing that keeps happening with you?
Yes.
Okay, and it's like... You're attracted. So the same. Okay. What it said that the lessons will be learned. The lessons will be repeated until they're learned. And I bet Sue can attest to that. I certainly can myself. The same thing keeps happening over and over and over until you go, what am I meant to learn from this? So can you think what it is that these repetitive events are telling you? Is there a repeated lesson in there that either you're afraid to learn or maybe just too stubborn to, you know what I mean? Is it like you get attracted to the same characteristics in people and then you wonder why the same problems keep coming up and ending with anger, it feels like?
Yeah, because they're not doing the right thing and... He's not moving forward, and he's repeating the same thing. He's going through somebody else to get to me,
to protect me.
So I need him to do it directly.
Yeah, there's so like no communication happening anywhere. It's feels very chaotic. What the energy that you're trying to work within. is there any possibility of clear communication between the parties, like between you and, I guess it's your current, is it, you're currently in a rough relationship right now?
Yeah, you could say rough. He's overseas and I'm here. And he doesn't know I'm coming home.
Oh, honey bunny, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to be, this is not meant to be unkind, but until... You make the changes within yourself, and that includes figuring out what boundaries you need to set and sticking to them. So, for example, not opening the door emotionally before you've gotten to know a person, because it feels like you go into these things and then you feel trapped, like it's almost like you create a box for yourself. And then you're trapped within that, and it's like, I feel like frustration and anger and it's like a self-perpetuating energy that feels like it's hard on your health, Rose Maria. I feel like you need to probably, I would say a really good cry would help because the cortisol in your system is building up from the bottled up anger. We can't change other people. We know that we can only change the way we handle and respond to them. So think hard on how you're going to set your standards, your boundaries, how you are going to keep the toxic energies at the door before they come in. Sue, what are you thinking? Anything coming in for you, for Rose Maria?
Hi, Rose Maria. Yeah, immediately what I saw was the daisy. And initially, my interpretation was plant medicine. And I got a no on that. Do you do any herbals, Rose Maria?
No.
Okay. So that's why I got a no on that, because it wasn't about plant medicine. So I decided to look daisy up, the spiritual meaning. And daisies symbolize innocence and purity, stems from an old Celtic legend. And I'll get to the chase. It symbolizes childbirth, motherhood, and new beginnings. Okay, beauty and fertility. Now, fertility doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to go out and have a child. Okay, fertility means, you know, tapping into your creativity and starting new beginnings as well. So the lightheartedness of the daisy is what strikes me. I don't know if you've ever just like looked at daisies and gone, oh, that's so simple, and it's just relaxing to look at it. So what that tells me is that you may benefit to start looking into some. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
You good? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. No, just I'm thinking in concert with everything Lynn has just said, it might do you some real good to just go back to simplicity. If there are relationships in your life that are causing you havoc, I say go within, okay? Find the simplicity, the things that bring you joy, a way to get grounded in your own center and ground with the earth. Spend time outside. Spend time in nature. And just find some joy in the simple things, because once you calm down your adrenal system, which sounds like it might be overreacting right now, then you can engage the brain again and you'll get more clear thinking. So some of those things that Lynn said to you about, you know, setting boundaries and looking at the relationship from a different perspective, you know, it's hard to do that when you're in the middle of chaos. But when you take some time off and go into simplicity and quiet and reconnect, recharge your batteries, then it's a little easier to see the big picture. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
It's not easy to slow down sometimes. I don't know if you have a full-time job. I feel like you do almost two jobs. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you're that busy, you really absolutely have to make yourself a priority, because if you don't, your battery's going to die on you. And you know, if your battery is not charged, it's hard to make a good decision, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I have for you. I hope it's helpful.
All right, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you have any other questions for us, Maria?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Good luck with it. Let us know how you're doing.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Have a good one.
Lisa.
Okay. We're going to go to our next caller, which is area code 415. And let's see if I did that right. Do I just click on the red button? Do we have 415 in the house?
Hello, you did.
Hi, what's your first name?
This is Anne.
Hi, Anne. This is Sue, and you're on with myself and Lynn. What do you have for us this evening?
I would like I'm open for a general reading and anything about my jaw has been very tight up at the top of my jaw by my temple.
Okay. Do you want to go first, Lynn? Are you on mute, Lynn?
Lynn?
Okay.
You betcha. Well, yeah, I was. I'm sorry.
Oh. It's all right. I did it twice last week. Don't worry about it.
I was babbling away, too. I was just saying that that is one of Ryan's specialties, is the shoulders clenched up around the ears, and you're tight and you're clenchy. And I have to ask, is there a piece of pottery in your house that has a special meaning that I'm not sure. I'm just being shown, like, this pottery that is special to you. A cup, something like that. Baking dish. I'm not sure what it is. Belongs to somebody.
I have pottery.
Okay, don't strain for it.
Yeah, no,
okay.
Not that I can think of it. Mm-mm.
Okay, well, for some reason, oh, I just got a huge flash on the flashlight.
Okay.
So, okay. Just a minute. I'm not sure what the meaning of this is, but I'm just going to leave it for now. A general reading. Okay, we will just see what comes in other than this pottery. That is so weird. It's
Well, there's a person I can think of more than a piece. I mean, my best friend's dad was a potter.
And he's crossed?
On, so I think of him, and he's crossed, yeah.
That's
okay.
It.
That would explain it, Lucy. Okay.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Because when I was thinking, well, just back burner that, and the flashlight just went boom, really, really bright. We're going to have to start doing a video show. Maybe we'll do one on Zoom where we can actually use the video and I can show people what I'm talking about. Okay, the pottery. All right, good. With that comes a bunch of forget-me-nots. So it feels like, I think I'm pretty sure I know what the meaning of that flower is. But does that, hang on, let's just see. That one's
has your friend's father
one.
Crossed?
Yes.
Has your father's friend passed
ago.
Away? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Was he also a gardener?
Not so much.
Okay, then I'm just seeing, they're showing forget-me-nots, and let's just see what, okay, protection and luck. Okay, so I feel like you haven't felt so lucky lately. Did you happen to see the link that we posted for the show tonight? It has the four agreements on it. And one of them And one of the four agreements is to not take things personally. And what I'm getting a very strong feeling is that you feel like things are happening, they're almost personal, that are closing in on you. I hope I'm making sense, that things are happening to you. Do you see what I mean? Is that making any sense? It's feeling personal to you, the things that are going on around.
A little bit, but nothing in particular.
Okay. Well, I know
you're doing
your best.
I mean, there are like 50 million people unemployed, but it's not just me that's unemployed.
Yeah, no. And that's very beautiful of you to think, well, you know, I shouldn't complain because everybody else is going through stuff. But, and that's beautiful, it's a beautiful attitude, except that there are things that are happening and it's almost like stumbling. It's like the universe is putting stumbling blocks around you. Not in front of you, but around you. So it's like every time you turn around, there's something. It's like Gilda Radner's book. It's always something. And it's feeling to me, yes, I just got a flash on the light, that there's just too many things coming at you all at once right now. It would be very,
well,
very good.
That's about the fire. I'm in the all the fires right now.
Oh,
so
honey,
not,
I'm so
but it's
sorry.
Not personal, but it is a lot at the same time. It's another thing about it's not my area, but because of the smoke, you can't leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
It's like,
okay.
We are just. We've already been in the house for 4 months, and then to be an additional, and I just feel horrible for everybody that have lost their house. I can't imagine what they're going through losing a house with everything else that's happened the last 6 months.
That makes sense that it's personal and not personal. Like it's, we are, you know, both particle and wave. We're part of the collective, but we're also individuals, and that's what the self-care is about. It's okay to be concerned with what's going on in your immediate world. It doesn't make you selfish, and it doesn't mean you're not thinking about your fellow humans. So don't unclench the shoulders. Ryan had a lovely little saying, and he would advise
people to go. Oh, no, my shoulders are fine. My shoulders are fine. It's the jaw.
The jaw.
Mm-hmm.
That's still a clenchy thing, holding the tension in the jaw.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So Ryan used to say shoulders, neck, and jaw because he used to hammer me on that one. You know, I worked with Ryan and he was like, "Hey, do me a favor, unlock your shoulders, your neck, and your jaw. Do it right now." And I said, "Okay." And he was absolutely right. As a matter of fact, I wrote that on a piece of paper and put it on my computer. So when I work every day, I have to look at that and go, okay, unclench your shoulders, your neck, and your jaw. The TMJ, the grinding, I mean, it can affect your teeth and everything. So you might even want to get a night guard, at least temporarily.
I do already. I have.
Yeah. But I would suggest you put some, I would suggest you diffuse some, if you're not allergic, I would do some lavender in a diffuser. They sell them real cheap at Walmart, and I'm sure a lot of other places. Get some essential oils and put it in the water and diffuse it at night when you're trying to go to sleep. There's a beautiful, there's one I use called Calming Sleep, and it's got, now I can't read all of them. Yes, I can. Here we go. Got lavender, wintergreen, frankincense, amaryllis, lemongrass, cedarwood, orange, and a little bit of patchouli. And it is a very relaxing blend. I hope I didn't interrupt you, Lynn, but when I was listening to you, yeah, when I was listening to you talk about the jaw, I mean, I've had it myself, the TMJ and all of that. And when I first got into your energy and what I saw, and it didn't make any sense until you mentioned the fire, which is why we don't interpret what we get. We just tell you what it is. I got a live wire like it was red. You know what I mean? An electrical wire.
Right.
And the casing had been stripped off of it. And then I saw in my mind's eye a white blanket just go around it. So, first of all, you don't introduce water to electricity in the real world. But they were trying to communicate to me that you're hot, you're fried. And that you just need a nice soothing blanket around you. And that can mean a lot of things, like Lynn said, self-care, but be conscious of relaxing your neck, your shoulders, and your jaw. And I would suggest the essential oils, because as you diffuse that in the air, that's going to go into your lungs and it's going to soothe your lungs. And also bring about some peace. Hopefully you don't have a lot of allergies. I always suggest trying these oils with a little bit of carrier oil on a little patch of your skin before you diffuse them in the air. That way you know that you're not allergic to them. If you get a red patch or itchy skin or anything like that, that tells you got to be careful. But I'm thinking you might need to go to the plant realm for a little bit of relief and a little bit of stress relief, because as you said, you can't do anything about the fires, but you're kind of... you're that hot wire that I saw in my mind. It's like you're just fried. And You know, you got to do what you can. A little bit of meditation won't hurt. I don't know if you like to do it or not. Yeah. And, you know, this isn't going to last forever. You know, so what I'm hearing now, and I think it's from Eric, is try to just stay in the moment. Don't go into tomorrow. Don't go into last week. Stay right here and now and find whatever you can in your space to bring you some serenity. Because when you're stuck in a situation and you can't get out of it, the only thing you can do is go within and try and find some peace that way. But you need to, you know, be okay with your feelings. I mean, like Lynn said, just because it's happening to everybody else doesn't mean you need to reduce the impact that's having. You have to acknowledge that. To say, okay, you know, uh-huh. I'm feeling this way, and it's okay that I feel this way because I'm going through this thing. Now, it's kind of like if you're in a POW camp, right? You can't do anything about it, and there's other people in the camp with you, but you can find ways to help it be a little bit better. So, yeah, I think the essential oils in a diffuser are going to help you. As a matter of fact, my job, most of the people that I work with, including my bosses, they're in California, and we were just talking about the fires on a conference call yesterday. And so I have some insight as to how tense that is because I heard from my colleagues, and I'm real sorry you're going through it. It doesn't sound like fun at all, and I'm praying for you all.
Especially that everyone evacuated and with their houses burned, you know, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's kind of horrifying, especially coming on the heels of COVID. But once again, you know, don't deny yourself your ability to have compassion for what you're going through because it's quite a bit. Mm. Just watching what other people are going through, it's stressful.
I didn't think of it that way. Right.
Yeah. So be good to you, okay?
Yeah, and I would just like to, if I can just remind you, Anne, that you're an empath. Okay,
it's really
important if you can go online and just look at some of the techniques that other empaths use to discern whose energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know. So make sure you're not carrying energy that isn't yours or any things you can't control. And then the jaw should relax a little bit once you're not trying to carry all the burdens at once. It's a beautiful, beautiful empathic soul you have. But you build that lovely little door. And I would actually look at the forget-me-not flower to meditate on because I do feel, I feel like a lot of warm, loving energy coming from the pottery person. And it's where the forget-me-nots are coming from. And the forget-me-not asks the receiver not to forget the giver. So there's something about this guy's energy that I think is sustaining you, it will sustain you through this time. So call on him and just sort of ask him to just be there. I feel like he might be one of those temporary spirit guides that come in for special circumstances, which is this time right now. So, just call on him, talk to him. He's a thought away. And see if you don't get a few signs happening around you.
Oh, that's really great, Lynn. That's great advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Very, very
lovely. That's great. He came through. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, he wasn't going to quit with the pottery until I smartened up and we got what it was. So there you go. Persistent, which I would say, an artist's energy, very persistent, very beautiful.
Yeah.
There you go.
And I was just, I was up, actually just up in his condo. I was up in the place where he lived and a week ago. So, yeah. There you go.
Isn't that lovely? Well, you know what? I feel you've got the connection is there for you. And I think there's comfort to be had by just letting them. And, you know, they need your permission to help, but just give that permission and see if things don't just sort of get a little better, you know. And I do feel it's going to be all right. just stay on the surfboard and hang on and let that jaw just relax a little bit. You can always go hug a tree. They do take the energy for you, and they'll neutralize it. So you can pull that energy out of you. It does help. It sounds wacky, but it really does work.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hopefully the wind will shift and we can go outside. Yeah. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
But, yeah. You can do that meditation too, though. You know, once you said you meditate often, go to a place where it's clear air and grass and a tree, and
right.
It's your tree. Go sit by it and have your friend whose energy, the potter, come through and have him sit down next to you. I mean, just
that's
do
right.
that. This is what we do in quantum healing. This is, you know, how we get the visualization going, which connects the energy. You can do that yourself anytime. Yeah. Pick a nice spot and invite him in and sit by that tree and allow the tree to just, and allow your friend to just zap that energy right out of you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great visualization.
Beautiful.
With his pottery. I have his pottery. So
that's beautiful. Oh,
that.
Well. Nice.
That's great.
That's so nice.
Well, good one, Lynn. Good one.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Anything
that's
else?
Great.
And anything else you want to talk about, or are you good?
Oh, no, that's great. I'll stay on that one. I'll keep that one in my head tonight. I'll use that tonight before I sleep.
Beautiful.
Yep. And Ryan's reminding me, relax that jaw, do it consciously.
Right.
Yeah. Ryan's got to get the last word in, and we're going to give it to him.
Yep, always.
All right, thank you.
All right, well, love bless you, Ann.
All right, bye-bye. I'll keep listening.
Stay well.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay, well, what do you think, Lynn? Do we have time for another caller?
Totally, yep. Yeah, we're on till 9:30, yep.
Okay, perfect. So we have our next caller is 216. And 216, are you there?
Yes, I am. How y'all doing tonight?
Hi. We're good. We're good. And how can we have your first name?
Desmond.
Hi, Desmond. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah.
I just wanted a general, and then what you see within like job opportunity coming up, or finances, something within that realm.
Mm-hmm. Desmond, do you do construction work?
No.
Okay. Have you considered working with machinery or anything along that line? Or is there a company that produces machines that you've been affiliated with?
Not that I know of.
Okay. All right, let me tune in a little bit more. I don't know if Lynn has something right away. Let me see if I can get my tunage going.
Yeah, go ahead. Hi, Desmond.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. I hope you're doing all right. I seem to remember you, and I feel like you were working for a brother-in-law or a brother or something like that. Is that correct?
No,
it wasn't a cleaning company that somebody owned that you were.
I wanted to start a cleaning company at the time.
Oh, you were going to start it, right? Okay, I'm sorry, my brain was a little foggy, but I knew I wrote down cleaning co. And did that kind of how did that go for you?
It never really panned out like I wanted to. So.
Yeah. What they're showing me is, did you try to have an employee or employees, or were you doing this by yourself?
I was doing it by myself.
Okay. They're saying that it got it got very, very, the word is weird, it's discombobulated, which it felt like things got overwhelming for you. Were you not getting enough clients? Is that what was going on?
All right, I wasn't getting enough clients, and there wasn't enough money coming in, and
okay.
The one client I did get, the house was so humongous, it was just like, it was just kind of overwhelming, because one of my friends, my lady friend, she does that for a living, and she said the house was, what they was asking for the house was peanuts, because it was a lot of work.
Okay. Yeah. Because what I wrote down is there's a desperation because there isn't enough money coming in of, you know, grasping for job after job, and not, you have to take the jobs because you need the work, but they're not paying you fairly. So you would like to be able to turn that work down. Actually, what I'm getting here, Desmond, is don't be afraid to regather and try again. Is it something, have you lost interest in that particular field? You know what I mean?
So have I?
Have you lost the sort of drive you've got?
Want to do like the, what I really want to do like forever. It's like dealing with herbs and stuff, and be able to sell that online.
Ah, well then that's probably where your energy should go. When you're doing stuff just for the money, your soul's going to start screaming if you're in something that doesn't feed you. Now, so it's, if you'd like to do that kind of you'd like to do herbs and oils and medicine and stuff like that, or just how would you like to work that? Because you could, that's certainly a business you can start, especially now. Wow.
Right.
I heard you right though. Right, you want to do an herbal kind of business sort of thing.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, cool. I would totally, I feel all kind of bubbly when you say that. So I feel like you should go with what is ringing your bell rather than something you think will be. I'm also seeing you not really cut out for the long hours, and the physical thing is wearing you out. Whereas if you're using your head more, running a business online, sort of bringing the stock in and selling it, whatnot. I feel like that's going to be more of a balance for you. I feel like you're going to get too tired doing the sloggy physical work, which is why if you were going to run a cleaning company, you should have probably an employee or two, even though that's going to be a challenge in itself, because then you're responsible for, you know, paying people. It's sort of like it's like a catch-22, because you need something to start with so you can keep employees. But anyway, you know what, put that behind you and start your new business. And you know, there's a million places to sell these days, and if you have the passion for it, it'll work for you. People are really looking to botanicals in general, to sort of combat the overwhelming big pharma and the, you know, because we're getting in trouble with all these prescriptions. You know, it's like the lady that swallowed the fly. You know, that just never stops. So going back to the natural remedies, the things that will help us, you know, mind, body, and soul, I think that's brilliant for you, Desmond. And I really, really wish you well. I hope you'll call us back and say that you've really knocked it out of the park. Sue, and what is coming in for you, hon?
Well, I just, you know, I really wonder if I was way off base, but I got the feeling that he's strong, Desmond, that you're strong, and that you have a lot of energy, but the equipment, I just,
I saw all this machinery and things like that, and then what came into my head was union. You need to get into a union if you're going to go that route, because that's the, you know, you'd sort of apprentice, and I don't know if it would be like steel construction, something along that line, but there's money there, and in that line of work, it is hard work, and so I could be way, way off. I mean, if you're interested in selling things online, although it could be a combination. In other words, sometimes when you start selling online, it takes a little minute before you get the business going. But I definitely felt when you were talking about the cleaning business, I did feel a very sluggishness in my body. So I think what Lynn was saying is right on point. If you're doing something that doesn't bring you any joy, or if it's overwhelming, or you're not getting paid properly, it is going to have an effect on your soul. And I also wonder if you know somebody, this construction thing that I saw, I'm wondering if you know somebody that could easily get you in. And if it's even of interest. If it's not of interest, then forget it altogether. But I'm thinking that you could make a lot of money that way, which would pay your bills and whatnot. And then as you're going along, during your free time, you could start your botanicals, selling those online. Just a thought. Again, if I'm way off base, I apologize, but those are the images I got in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Streaming income. Yeah, more than one source until you've got.
Yeah, you got to go to, you got to go to union, though. You can't, like, you know, if you find somebody that's willing to apprentice you, then you become part of the union, that's where the money comes in. If you're just trying to contract out work, yeah, I feel like you are being taken advantage of. And that's unfortunate, but it happens. I've heard of it. And I definitely feel like the cleaning thing is something that's not helping your energy.
Mm-mm. Not without a proper balance of energy, of payment. Yeah. Yeah, you're putting way too much out, not getting anything back, and that's wrong. And you'll start to resent the work after a while. So.
Right.
So I didn't get anything else for you, Desmond. I'm sorry. But I do feel that you're a very strong individual, that you're driven, that you have, like, physical strength, too. And, physical strength can equate to being able to go for the long haul, you know what I'm saying? So good luck with it. I hope you'll call us and let us know how you're doing.
You sure will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a kind of a really neat thing to strive for, and it's another one of those things you'll never stop learning, because there's so much to learn. And they sent me an image of the people that, when early plants were being studied, the ones that found out which ones were poisonous, a little tip of the hat to those guys, right? Somebody has to eat them and find out, right?
Kind of like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like nobody wants to be the king's taste tester.
Here, eat this. Yeah, and then they find out. But there was a lot of people that went down for the cause, I think, over history, right? So we have the benefit of some really, really good education out there about this stuff. We know what things do, and no matter how much they call it a pseudoscience, it works. I've seen it work. I've had it work for myself. I've seen it in others. This is a really nature's medicines, right? Before we lose them, let's, make sure we're honoring them. But I think you'll be really good at it, Desmond.
I'm right there with you, Lynn. I mean, I'm always looking for a natural remedy as opposed to anything pharmaceutical. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I tell you,
much easier on the body.
Yeah, no kidding, eh? And it works maybe a little what seems like more slowly, but it tends to be lasting and it tends to be a real cure rather than just masking symptoms. But I was going to say to Desmond that if when you get your business, like when, not if, when you get that business going, we will put your link on Sacred Embers and we'll run you every week if you like. So get it together and we'll be happy to help promote you. We'll do a commercial for him on the show. Cool, eh? Yeah.
That's, I think it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you can knock it out of the park if you put your heart into it and, you know, put that that wonderful energy into it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just need the time, you know, so if we can just find a job where I just work 8 hours and then get off. And
you know what, Desmond? It wouldn't hurt to try like a Kickstarter. Go online and just do a little Kickstarter. See if you can get, it doesn't have to be GoFundMe. There's a whole bunch of different ones. Like there's angels that'll, so write a neat description and get on one of those funding sites, because there's lots more. There's like, what are those guys called that fund businesses? Investors? I can't.
Entrepreneurs,
you know what I mean. So get yourself, no, just, it wouldn't hurt. Like if you don't try it, you've definitely got no for an answer, but you could get a few foundational dollars in with Kickstarter or one of those other business. Just look up business startup funding programs, but give it a go. You never know. And if you don't try it, you know, you get 100%. Oh, what is it? You miss 100% of the strikes you don't take. I don't know. You know the one. I messed it up. But give it a try.
Right.
And you might surprise yourself, you know. I feel like there's somewhere in your journey, there's a source of funding that isn't that hard to get, you know. It might feel like you're telling yourself that you're making a belief there that I haven't got money and I haven't got time. Try changing those around. I would review Abraham Hicks and manifesting, Wayne Dyer. Just kind of refresh your mind on manifesting and tell yourself that, yeah, you do have time and the money is there and it's coming to you. Change your thoughts and see what happens with the outcome.
Okay. Yeah, change my mind. Traction, that will help.
Yeah. Yeah. Alrighty.
Yeah, I'm going with what Lynn's saying. I think that's good advice.
Yep. Yeah. Action and thought go together, don't they? Yep.
Absolutely. And you can't reach a dream unless you create the picture. And I think that's what Lynn's saying is create your picture. Imagine, put everything into it that you want it to be, and then start moving towards it.
Okay.
Well done, Lynn.
What's that?
No, I said well done, Lynn. I agree.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you just had the duck come in, okay? When your duck appears, it's time to conserve your resources so that you can survive. So I think, you know, any unnecessary energy drains, try to get rid of those and focus, like really laser focus on what you do, what you want. Don't focus on what you don't want, because the universe often doesn't know the difference. So focus on what you want, and, you know, you can give permission to your spirit team to help, because they kind of need you to say, you're allowed to help me. And let the universe take you where you need to go. Know that it can happen and trust it and do the work. I think you'll blow your own mind, Desmond, really.
Oh, I'm going to talk to him tonight, yeah.
Beautiful. No, seriously, just ask for the guidance to find the right platform, funding platform. We live in an age of, you know, entrepreneurs, and so just get your idea there, and, you know, there'll be someone out there that will help you, you know, get a little stick going, and then just roll with it.
Okay. I got my work cut out for me.
Yes, you do, but you know what? It'll be worth it. The view from the top will be absolutely magnificent, and it'll be you that climbed your own mountain, so, you know, can't beat that.
And can't beat that at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One last thing that came in for me, though, is do some clearing of that old energy. Do you do any kind of meditation work or visualization work, Desmond?
Yeah, I do meditation, but I just don't do it every day. I do it like I'm trying to get to where I do it every day instead of every 3 days. I need to get in the habit of doing it every day. So.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be for long, but what I'm hearing is you do have to clear a little bit of that old energy out from the last attempt. I feel like you're looking at it as a failure, and really anything you try is not a failure. It's like Lynn said, if you don't try, then you know 100% you're not going to make it. So you got to let go of that, and I would just try bringing some white light in. As you're closing your eyes and relaxing, bring some white light in and just move it through your whole body. And you should feel some tingling, especially maybe in your hands and your feet. Allow the old energy to leave through your feet. Imagine some holes, opening up some holes in your toes. And once you bring the white light in and you're breathing, you're deep breathing, and on the exhale, you're imagining that energy that's old going through the bottom of your body, through your toes, and allow it to go into the universe for transformation. When you're done, and you'll know that you're done when you feel tingly, you just close up those holes again in your toes, okay? It's like a form of Reiki, but anybody can do it. You really don't need a practitioner to lead you through it or to do it for you. You can do it yourself. And once you let that old, I'm feeling a little bit of tired for you, and once you let that old energy out, you just bring that white light in, you're going to be renewed.
Okay.
Mm. Okay. That's the best way to deal with overwhelm is do a little bit of inner energy work, and it'll be amazed. You don't even have to do it for long. You know, 5-10 minutes, whatever amount of time you have. I like to do it before I go to bed. Or when I wake up in the morning. Sometimes I do it in the middle of the day. It just depends on what's going on. But like Lynn said, invite your spirit team to help you out, because once you clear that old energy out, then you're an open vessel for the new to come in. You got to give them permission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That could be a little possible. Okay. Okay.
All right. Beautiful. All
right. Will you let us know? How are you doing?
I sure will. When it's off and running, I'll contact y'all and take you up on the offer.
Beautiful. I mean it. We will advertise your business for you. That's wonderful. In fact, I'll even make a commitment. Sue and I will do a commercial for you on our show. if we can get it.
Yeah.
If you could. Yeah. We will make a commercial for you. We'll even.
I'm all into the herbs.
Yeah, so
I'm all into the herbs and stuff, so I might be one of your first clients.
You'll do fine. In fact, I think if you do the work and do your manifesting, you'll hit the ground running and you won't look back. You know, that'll be exactly what you need. You know, that wonderful feeling of I did it. You know, I did it.
Yeah, oh man, I can't wait.
Yeah. Well, even an inch forward a day is an inch forward. So don't beat yourself up if you don't like meditate for 3 hours or levitate, whatever. Just do what you can, do your best. And, you know, just know that even an inch in the right direction is still an inch in the right direction. It adds up.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yep.
all day long. All right. Well, I think that's it for our callers this evening, and we look forward to hearing back from you, Desmond, and advertising for you. We're real excited.
Yeah.
And
no, good.
Anything?
Thank you, ladies, for the reading. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Sorry, what's that?
Hello? No, I said thank you for the reading. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Absolutely.
I'm excited for you. Yeah, I think it's wonderful. I can't wait to do a commercial for you. I know a couple of people who are voice artists. We'll pull them in and we'll do something really fun. So a little something to go for. Right? There you go.
Right.
I'm excited.
Me too.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Well, I think that's it for us tonight, Lynn. Is there anything else you want to add to the whole kit and caboodle?
No, it was delightful working with you, and I'm just going to pop Desmond on hold there. No, thank you, Sue. I'm excited for the direction of the Divine Connections team. We're going to have guests, I think, soon. We'll start having guests again, and Jessica, I think, will be back soon. I hope so. We hadn't heard from her, but she's usually on the shows. And, yeah, I'm not sure what else to say. It's kind of like a rolling, it's like a show that just changes all the time. We never know who's going to be on, but I'm really enjoying working with you. I'm certainly learning more about the quantum work that you do, and it's fabulous. It's really fascinating. So, Well, why don't you give your...
Yeah, just real quick. It all it is energy, and there's so many
Absolutely.
Forms of energy work. And helping people tap into their own knowledge, their own wisdom, connecting to their higher self, their spirit team. And a lot of times what I do is teach people to just work with their own energy, because I'm just a conduit to get to where, the pipeline. And once a person's willing to do that and then they connect to that and they feel how amazing that feels, I think people are kind of encouraged, and the energy can become addictive in a sense. Not addictive, but it's attractive. And you just become... It just only takes a few minutes a day. I mean, a lot of people think meditation takes this outstanding effort or time. And no, sometimes you can just take, 2 minutes, 5 minutes. But once you connect into the energy and it becomes used to you tapping into it, then it's just so much easier the more and more you do it. So anyway, you could find me at quantumhealers.com. And I'm there by the same name on Facebook. And Lynn, where can we find you?
I'm at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. You can also find me on Facebook. Just type in Lynn Bleasdale Psychic Intuitive, I think it is. And I did fix your link, Sue. So if you hit the link on the show blurb, then find Sue on Facebook. We'll take you to Quantum, her Quantum. Sorry, my brain just fell out.
The quantum,
quantum
explorations.
QHHT. Yeah, it'll take you to Sue's professional Facebook page. So there you go. And
you got to get a hold of Lynn, because she's amazing. She has been my mentor, and her sessions are amazing and blow your mind. And I'll tell you, Lynn.
Aww.
From the sessions I've had from you, I mean, you have opened me up so much. So much, much gratitude coming your way from me.
Well, thanks to you, Sue, and to Ryan and Mr. E, who've been with us tonight. I'm just going to bring Louie. I have no more to say.
What is his nickname?
Love and light to everyone. Love and light to you, Sue.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and and I think to myself,